up to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, four lines from the bottom, the two dots. Zok the Gemara, Moide Moide Meshaske Noisoi. When someone says twice Moide Meshaske Noisoi, you hush him up that he shouldn't say twice Moide. By Tefillah. Zok the Gemara, Omer Abzera, Kol Ha'im Shema Shema, Ka'im Moide Moide. Domi. If someone says twice Shema, it's like saying Moide Moide, and it's also Meshaske Noisoi. If someone says Shema twice, he reads Shema and he says it again. It seems to imply it's only Meguna. Is that a nice thing? So we see clearly you don't hush him, you don't stop him. You're not Meshasek. Here we see clearly that it's only Meshaskin. Here it says Meguna. So come on, loy kasha. Hodoma milsa milsa vetonilo. Hodoma psuka psuka vetonile. So Rashi is machlekes. We're showing him what that means. Look, Rashi, milsa milsa v'tonilei, meaning when you say every word and then you double a word, kol teva v'teva choyze v'shoyne, that's meguna have. That's not a nice thing, but it's not shtuke loy mishaskinalei. She ain't ze doymel mekabel all of shtei malchios. That's like being mekabel twice malchus shemayim. You're not saying shema yisol shem lechod, shema yisol shem lechod. When you say it twice, so then it's mekabel shtei malchus shemayim. Then it's mishaskin. But she can we say shema shema. So then he's saying twice. So that's not, that's just, Zogt Rashi, fears always, Elo le misloitzets. It looks like he misloitzets. It's not a joker. It's not a joker. Vashenkin, Zogt Rashi, Oma posuk sholem. When you say a ganze posuk, betonilei. And then you repeat the whole posuk, mishaskinlei, the michzik ishtere shuyois. That is Shitas Rashi. Posuk, posuk is mishaskin. Word, word is meguna. Zogt Teisvis on Omed Aleph, Lamed Dalad, Teisvis argues, Zok Teisvis, so two Teisvis, see the second Teisvis first. Oma psuka psuka bekafle, pirish bekuntres, mishaskin oise de michzik oise beizr shuris, u behag u be pirish rach mefarish ipcha. Punkt verkehrt. That when you say, not when you say posik, you double it, that's called mishaskin, but rather, psuka psuka ain't mishaskin oise. When you say a posik, that's not mishaskin. Miu meguna hava, but it's rather meguna. And so it's the opposite of Rashi. Zok Teisvis, Ach loshna gemor le mashma kefirushoy. The loshna gemor is not mashma like the rach and the bahag. Then he says, "Va'oisav ani odim shoyim beiz gimel pa'amim shma yisol b'yom kippurim." Those that say shma yisol stam after davening a few times in Yom Kippur, meshaskin oisam. That's meshaskin according to Rashi because he's saying oposik. Ulefirish rach meguna miyahava. Then Teisvis wants to say that maybe Yom Kippur banat is different. Oshema ein lochush gak shekor kriyashma b'inoso. When you're reading kriyashma in a proper time, umekabel olamach shemayim, then you can't be mekoyful either the posik or the teve because of meguna or meshaskin. But Yom Kippur banat is different. Umekomakim says toiv shalaloyimar, it's better not to do so. Ach, then he fears those. Masha oimim Hashem olakim zayim pa'omim b'yom kippurim v'yayim arova keneged zayim rikim. When we say Hashem olakim by Yom Kippur at night, at the end, by Ne'ilah, that's meshapchem leboyer shudol lamala. That's a whole different word. That even meshabech the ebishter. Says da lamala mizayin rekim minekoshu. That's a minekosher. The gamatzina bekoy is teipomim Hashem olakim gabeliyo. That we find Eliyo said Hashem olakim twice in the pasuk.
So that's Shitas Teisvis two nekudas. Number one, he argues on Rashi b'shem de bahag that it's punkt vakert. Psuk is not meshaskin. Word is, and then Teisvis says that maybe it's only boi nosa. Mashenken Yom Kippur that people say twice. Maybe that's different. Ein lochush. And then he says when you say Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim zayim pomim. That's also there's a reason. So it's a shvach. So it's not tam shtei reshuyos. When there's a reason, there's not a mokum of meshaskin. Teisvis on the top says moide moide meshaskin Yerushalmi hadod etema betzibur. This din is betzibur. So it looks like you're being mekabel two malchus and two different shuyos. Aval yochid tachnunim heim. Mash enken, if it's be yochid, then it's tachnunim. Then it's tachnunim. You're davening to Hashem Shema Yisrael. You're saying against Shema Yisrael. Now, in addition, state in Brot and Mishabur, Hashem Sef Chasidim, that if a person b'tzibur says it belachash, quietly, that people don't hear him, then right there is no, it's like the mile of yochid. You don't have the chisar neither. Al kaponim, we have over here, Yisrael Yisrael Machlekes Rashi and the Bahag, which way is called Meshaskin. In the Poiskin is brought down that we're choshish for both days. Me'ikir adin, you're not allowed to be koyful the Tevis, and you're not allowed to be koyful the Psukim. Fersh and Simon Samach Aleph. Now, b'di'evet, if someone says the Posuk twice, he's yotz even according to Rashi, and it's not called a Hefzik. Mashenkin, the words is worse. The words, Rashi says, Loshon Misloitzitz. Misloitzitz, that's really called a Hefzik. Now, if a person was not Mechaven, then he has to do it again, so then he should do the second time more belachash. And in addition, there's another Yisoid brought down in the Mishmur over there.
in Simon Samach Aleph, Sivkotten Chav Beis, he brings over there
that there's an Eitzah that a person can wait
before he's koifel it.
Before he's koifel it. So it's also, the Hamtonim between is only Miyad. We say it right away. Mashenken, if it's a space in between, so then it's not the problem of Meshaskin either, because then it's clearly there's a reason showing Kavona for showing that you're doing it again because you didn't do it well the first time. I guess it's the tier of both is always better. Sign not out loud and sign with the Hamtonah. The Prima Godim says clearly, when there's no reason that you're doing it, so then tak is a problem of Mishaskin. When there's a reason, I was a Mechavin, so a person that was a Mechavin and is a Hamtonah, so then even if he says it loud, then it's clearly, it's because of the reason why he's saying it again, it's because of the Sibit that he has, and then it's not the Chesaron of Mishaskin. Zogti Gemara weiter. V'toni le omer l'rapopel abaye v'dilme mi'koro lo kivin daita v'l'besoif kivin daita. In fact, the Gemara as follows. The Gemara started off saying that Hodom Apsuka Psuka, Hodom Teva Teva. In fact, the Gemara of them, what's Bichal the problem? V'dilma mi'koro l'kivin daito b'seif kivin daito. You're mechavin the second time. You're mechavin daito. And that's why you're saying it again. Omalei, daf lamadala nomad aleph, chavgusa klapish maya. What the Eibush is tam chavgusa, that you can, if one time I'm mechavin, one time I'm not mechavin, one time I'm yes. What kind of thing is this that you weren't mechavin the first time? Someone who is not mechavin the first time, you're supposed to take out a stick and give him hakor, give him shmeitzen. So Rashi says, Gemara is basically saying, that's not a teretz. What kind of teretz is? Oh, by the Eibush, I wasn't mechavim the first time. What do you mean? If you're not mechavim the first time, you're not davening correctly. Then you get shmeitzin for that. Zogti Mishnah. Some take out this first line. Someone says yevachucha toivim, meaning only the toivim are mevarch the Eibush. That's not keminus. Zogti Mishnah. Weiter. If someone davens for the omer, then he made a mistake. Yaver acher tachtov. Someone else should take his place. Now, where does he take over from? He takes over from where he left off, from the mistake that he made. Don't suddenly be a frumen mitamol. Nah, I'm an onov. If there's a zoyna tzibur, if someone has to take over, the person made a mistake, and we need someone now to take over in the middle, but you can't continue for whatever reason, so then don't be a sarvan. Then it's a tichel tzibur to wait around to refuse, because we'll see soon. When you stam ask the daven, you have to refuse the first, second time. So lo yeh sarvan ba yisho. Mehechenu maschel, where does this person to take over from? Where does he start from? Zogmo mitchilas brocha sheto zeh. From the beginning of the brocha that he made a mistake. He made a mistake in the middle of tka b'shoifo, so you start from tka b'shoifo. Hoi v'lefnei ha-teva lo yana omen acha kahanim b'vnei ha-tiruf. If someone is davening for the Omid,
he himself shouldn't answer Omid after Yivarecha and after Vichuneka because of Tiruf.
Is mashma, the whole chisorin is what? Because of Tiruf, that you will get mixed up, Zogt Rashi, Shalai titrev daite v'yite, lefi sheshatzu tzorich lahasre brocha shniya, v'lem lefnei akanim kol teva v'teva. He has to say Yivarecha, he has to say Yoyer, he has to say every time he has to be makir in front of the kahanim. Kanam yimitzach ha-soyta, uva Amen. If he answers Amen after Yivarecha and after all these things, lo yuchal chavin maher v'lahaskel b'broch shalachov.
He won't know where he's holding, so that's the tiruf.
So clearly over here we'll see some tosis, but clearly the problem is only because of the tiruf, not the hefsek shabai. I mean, the problem is only the tiruf shabai. Now, in the etzem tiruf, there's really a mechalikus, and we showed him how to understand it. Is it because he won't know where he's up to, like it's mashmoyos over here in Rashi?
And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos seems to imply a little different, that it's that the tiruf is a little more of a shikhadik aspect.
Sidurim solved these problems.
Oh, we'll see, yeah. Sidurim solved these problems. The Mishbura says clearly that Sidurim Bismanazeh solved these problems. Now, Zogt Mishnah Vaitav, Ein Shom Koyen Elohu, if he's the only Koyen, and there's no koyin in shul, only the shlich tzib is a koyin. So lo yisez kapo, we should not duchen. Oh, v'im haftachosoy shu noises kapov.
If he knows for sure and he says, I will be able to be noisy kapayim and know exactly where I'm holding, if he can guarantee so. So that's what you're saying. The Mishbura over here brings also that if you have a siddur b'zman hazeh, and there's no koyin in shul, then the koyin is allowed to be duchen. He has to take a turnaround. Has to be emer lehem, has to be put him upon him. So he has to turn around, and this hiluch is not called a hefzik. And he's allowed to, the koyin is allowed to duchen. Sai b'tziv is a siddur, and sai b'tziv there's no one else.
Someone else
can read the pesukim, yeah.
And what does he do about washing these?
They can bring him the water there. That's they can bring him the water there. You've had it. You can wash before also, right?
Before he goes up. You know, I'm not sure why they made him shnevtzib in the first place. They didn't realize. In the whole case.
Reb Shalom Shvadron was the shlich tzibur in Chevin Yeshiva. I heard him down for the Amud Yom Neroyim. He was the kohen. He was even the Kohen Gadol. If I remember correctly, I think, after Bimavar, but I think there were 50 Kahanim then in Yom HaNeroim in Yeshiva. I think he also duchent. He held that he also, as the tzir of the fact, there's a brotan in the poiskim. If you have a siddur b'zman hazeh, but I have to look it up before I say what happened, but I remember him, it's been years, but after Bimavar. In Mishmur it says, if you're the only one and you have a siddur, then you can be mekel. If there are others and you have a siddur, so that's already questionable. It's not some poshut, but like upon him, you ask me why does the kohen daven amol? You want a certain kohen to daven. Let's say there wouldn't have been any other kahanim in the yeshiva, so the tzibur would want the shalom shadon to daven, even if there won't be someone else. Now the Mishnah Tzion brings over there in Kuf Chav Ches that if he's noise kapayim, even though there's others, ain't limchos because there are yesh amalismach Kuf Chav Ches samach dalet. Now, this we say, Legabe, the Mishnah says clearly, if you're guaranteed you're going to not lose your place, then you're allowed to duchen. Legabe, Omen, it doesn't say so. The person can discuss it. But here in the Mishnah it says, Im haftachosoy shunoy zizkapov choyzot tzulosa gashoy. Legabe, the Omen, it doesn't say this din. Now, that is Legabe, the etzim duchen. So there's two dinim in this Mishnah. One is Legabe answering, Omen is a hefzik, and not a hefzik. It's astir fadas. And one is the gabi the duchening. If the question is if you can be noisy kapayim or not, now Tosis over here says, "Oh, this is what I was looking for." Zok Tosis, tema layana omen, tema tepele the mafsik tefila im oina omen. What are we saying? The answer is sugi of tiruf and tiruf. You have a discussion of sira can help or not. What about etzim hefzik? You can make a shahakol in the middle of shmone esrei and say omen on someone shahakol. So how can you say omen in the middle of shmone esrei? It's a gewaldige chiddush. It's tzorich tefillah. It's necessary for the tefillah. It's a different type of omen. This omen is a chelik of the tefillah. So the Shara Tzion and the Mishabura and Kuf Chav Ches discuss that the omen of Yivarecha is a chelik of the tefillah. Now there's those that don't say that either. Others are mekel when there's a siddush, there's no chash yitroif. But the omen after the bracha birch kahanim, that already you shouldn't do as hefzik. Meaning the omen of yivarecha is a different omen than after the bracha, and that's what maybe you could be more mekel. Aval zaktei says likras kahanim leduchon. Who says kahanim? So it's very clearly the machlokes over here in Tosfos 2 days. Should someone else do it, or is the shliach tzibur allowed to do it? Aval likras kahanim leduchon oimer ben etam she'ein shliach tzibur yochel lekoyram the choshev hafsoke. That's called the hafsik. Shliach tzibur can't say it. The choshev hafsoke letfilim koyram el echem ne'akol koyram. But rather, someone in the tzibur calls him up. So Tosfos v'hod I'm going to besoit the perkel in emorim l'shnayim koyr kahanim. When there's two, you say kahanim. Lava shliach tzibur koyi. That's not going to shliach tzibur al achazen. K'detani b'sifri. Emer lehem, elamet shachazen, oimer lehem, imru. The chazen lavan eshich tzibur. So we see it's two different people. The chazen ha'inam esasik b'tzach tzibur, the gabai. The chen nam, mashma nam besoite, that the shlich tzibur and the koyer, they're two different people, and it's not the same person. So it clearly brings a raya that it's not the same. So we see clearly, Shita's Tosis says that the shlich tzibur should not say kahanim. That's what we fear of Takesh in Maaser Rab also, that only someone else should say, not the kahanim. Now, likewise, Yivarecha, you can't say. The Kmoy can have a hefzik. Omna Rabbeinu Yehuda Pirush, the Behedya Yesh Bemedrish. Time Yeseres v'chaseres emalehem, melamet shashlich tzibur emalehem. Akol dibur v'dibur. So clearly, Yivarecha, he does say. V'chein Yesh, roitzim lahatel shlich tzibur, atzma likras kahanim. He allowed to say kahanim.
Afilu lefirish Rabbeinu Tam, even according to Rabbeinu Tam that we just brought, that the ma the pirush of avsoka and daf could be a mayim miyat kshesimu bichzaydol lo yoimrim elakenu lekaveseinu. If you don't say elakenu lekaveseinu, so then it's a hefsek. But then you stop saying karm in the middle. Mashenger, if you say elakenu lekaveseinu bochenu babrocham shalish batera, and then you say the word kahanim out loud, shoyimrim elakenu bochenu babrocham kenamash besoito ena koy rasha likos kahanim at shichal om piatzibu pirush om shoyimrim nisim bichzaydol. So Tosis says clearly that there's 2 days in Tosis. If you say Lekenu Lekaveseinu, you see some shuls have a minig that the Shlich Tzibur says Kahanim. That's going in the second day of Tosis, because if you say Lekenu Lekaveseinu, then you say that it's part of the Tefillah and the word Kahanim is out loud. And the other day in Tosis says that no, absolutely, it should only be said by someone else and not by the Kohen. Zog di Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Hoi ve lifnei ha-teva. Tzorich l'sarev. If someone is asked to daven for the Omid, he should be hesitant initially. V'meinu m'sarev, doim l'taf shel shein boi melach. It's like a dish that doesn't have any salt. It's a nish hagun. It's like a dish without salt, nish hagun. He's too hesitant. No, and refuses the gabbai the whole time. It's like a tafshel that is oversalted. Don't be too much refusing. That's like too much salt. Now, the Torah brings down that if you have a shliach tzibur kavua, he doesn't have to be mesarif. He can go straight up. Doesn't have to wait. The first time you're still hesitant. Shnia mahavhev. You slowly start getting up. Mazmin atzmoy koy menayr lamoid. Shlish is poish es raglov. Get your feet moving. Start walking towards Amid. V'yoyre, then you go lifnei ha-teva. You yoyre lifnei ha-teva like we know me in my market. Tona Rabbonon, shloisha ruban kosher. 3 things, majority of them is bad. Miyutun yofa ve'eluhen. Se'oil, umelach, v'savonis. Too much savonis is no good. Miyutun is yofa. But too much is kosher. So to soil and so to melach. Zog the mother.
Because nobody wants to daven. So he says, you go up, you run to daven. It's a mitzvah to daven.
Oh. Yeah. Very negeya. Yeah. Very negeya, our shul especially. Yeah. You have people refusing. You need a bal tefillah, there's a tichlei tzibura.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah to go up. Yeah. Don't be a ibn chacham, maybe mesar. There's a tichlei tzibura. People need a bal tefillah for the Ahmed. Zog the mother weiter. Omer Avuna, if someone made a mistake in the first 3 brachas, the first 3 is considered like 1. So now, some say that this is only by a person individual damans. Makes a mistake, he doesn't start again if he did Kedusha, because it's a tichlei tzibur to say Kedusha twice. So by the Shliach Tzibur, this din doesn't apply. By the Yochid, is Choyzel Roish, the Gimel Rishon is like 1. If you made a mistake in the middle, brachas choizel at the choinen. The whole middle is one block starting from at the choinen. So if you made a mistake in the middle of the kabbish shofar, you go back to at the choinen. But choinen, if you made a mistake in the last in the hoidah choizel avoid, you go back to ritzei. It's one block from ritzei to the end. The Rav Asi Omer, that's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Asi Omer, emtzoyis ein lem seder. There is no seder for the middle ones. Meaning, zok Rashi. Let's see, you skip the bracha in the middle ones. You insert it right then and there. Shalom Kaim, there's no say. You don't have to start from Atachoinen. You have to start from wherever you're up to. That means from wherever you made a mistake in. Let's see, you made a mistake. You're holding someone, you made a mistake in Tekabe Shofar. You go back to the beginning of Tekabe Shofar. Rashi, not like that.
So you put it in where you are. You do it later.
Right.
You don't go back.
No, you don't go back. You skip the bracha. You say that. Let's say you're up to Shmakaleinu, and you realize you made a mistake in Tekabe Shofar. You skipped it, so you stick it. You say Tekabe Shofar right then and there. There's no din in seder as long as you say all of them. There's no din in seder. Now we'll see Tosis. Not so clear. Dr. Tosis. Pirsh Bekuntres. Im dilik brach ars vachach niska bo shlem koima im bakum shen niska veloyne hiro sagt es es do tnam be migilla ha kurs im gilla ma frela yotso. You can't do it out of order. Vetanye ve gein behalo ve gein bekirs ma ve gein mitfilla. So if you're doing tkave shofar out of order, so then it's like doing it lamafreya. Loche nira kafirish rashbam v'rav alfas. The ain lem said the ka'omar hanashi yaschil b'mokum shedileg abrocha umishom ve'elach yoyim rakoil ala seder. Avavade lo yaschil b'at ha'choinen k'moy b'gam rishon is. Oh, so Tais argues on Rashi. Tais says, if you made a mistake in Tekabah Shofar and you realize later on, you go back to Tekabah Shofar and you say from Tekabah Shofar forward the regular Seder. Henceforth, word from Tekabah Shofar, you go to Seder. Rashi says, he said, stick in Tekabah Shofar wherever you remember. It's Lafuke at the Choinen, that for sure. You don't stuff him at the Choinen. That's the first Shita. That's Avuna Shita. Ravas says, Einlam Seder means you stick it in, Rashi says, wherever you are. So Tais says, you say it wherever you're supposed to say it. Go back to that. But from there onward, have the Seder. And that's what it means. It means you don't have to stuff him at the Choyne. That's enough Gemina. So we have a Shoyz, a Gemachlech, Zayash, a Tais over here. Zok, the Gemara. Mosiv, Rav Sheshes, Mehechenu Choyzer, Mitchilas, HaBrocha, Sheto Ze. Where does he go to? If he made a mistake, you go back to the beginning of Brocha where that person made a mistake. Tufted Rav Huna. Rav Huna says clearly, you go back to Choyzer Lugoyz, you go to Atachoynein. By the Emtsoyz, you go back to Atachoynein. Here it says clearly, the Baal Tefillah that takes over goes to the Brocha, the Mishnah says to the Brocha that the person made a mistake in. Tufted Rav Huna. Ravasi is good. You go to Atachoynein. I mean, you don't go to Atachoynein, you go to that Brocha. The question is, where do you say that Brocha? Do you just say that Brocha where you're up to? Pashas over here, the guy didn't go further. He got stuck. So you say wherever he's up to. But for sure, Tuftan Rav Huna, it says you go to Atachoynen. Zogma Omla Rav Huna, Emtsoy is Kulacha de Birchzeninu. It's all one bracha. So that's what it means. You go to Atachoynen, Taka. When it says you go to where you left over, it means you go back to the Emtsoy. You go back to the beginning of the Emtsoy. That's what he learns up the Mishnah. Zogma Gemara, Omla Rav Yehuda. A person should not ask his own needs. Not in the first three, and not in the last three. Elabem tzoyis on in the middle ones. The Omer Rav Chanina Rishonis doim le'eved shemesade shvach lifnei rabbi. It's like you mesade you shvach in front of your rabbi. Emtzoyis doim le'eved shemavakish pras mi rabbi. Achonis doim le'eved shekibel pras mi rabbi. V'nifte v'ayelchloi. So Mela, it's the proper time to ask is dafka in the middle ones. Tais over here clearly says this talking about dafka the bakashas of a yochid, and those that you shouldn't be saying then. Masha'enkein a tefillas a rabbi like Masha v'ruach or micha moicha that about you say in the beginning ones also. We're talking about your own bakashas, not the bakash of a tzibur that we say. That is insertions we say about gimel shaynis too. He was davening too long. Look how long he's davening. He davened 40 days, 40 nights, so I'm not longer than him. Don't worry about long. He was davening so quick. Too short. Omle Talmidov, kama katzrenuze. Omle klume katzi yosim Moshe Rabbeinu. Am I shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? Look, Moshe Rabbeinu's shortest tefillah. Dichsev kel no gafon olah. So mashma Moshe Rabbeinu over there was mekatzin the tefillah and what's it called? And he was davening for his sister over there. So we see akoponim a short tefillah. Omer Rabbi Yankov, Omer Rav Chizik, Kolam Avakish, Rachim Al Chaveiroi, Ein Tzoch Lahaske Shmoy, just like by Kel Norefono, he davened for his sister. Shenema, Kel Norefono Lo, Velo Kamat Kashmoy to Miriam, he didn't mention Miriam's name. Before we finish, I want to point out a Yisoidis Dike Emek Brocha from Abai Le Pomeranchik. We had the Gemara says, To Bem Tzoyis, Yechoyzel Atachoynen, Bachoynen, Yechoyzel Avoida, there's a din of Chazori, you go back from the beginning of that section. This din is specifically when you made a mistake in the middle of davening. However, if someone is mafsik in the middle of davening and he decides to talk, he has a conversation in the middle of davening, that's a whole different type of din. Then you don't just go back to the beginning of that section. Then you start from the beginning. Then there's no tzad, you start from atachoyin when someone's asked what time it is during davening. And he explains the reason is as follows. Zokte Abigi Soyd, he says there's a din of oymid lefnei ha-melech. Like Reb Chaim says, like we brought down a few times. Oymid lefnei ha-melech, you just stared, you interrupted the oymid lefnei ha-melech, then you didn't daven. You have to start from the beginning. When you made a mistake,
That's different. Made a mistake, so then you go back to the Bishoinos, you go back to the Mtsois, you go back to the last ones. That's a mistake in the tefillah. Mashenka, when you have a conversation in the tefillah, of course you go back to the beginning. That's Shtelt and Oymer Levin HaMelech. And he argues in the Chayodim. Chayodim brings, if someone is Mesupik in Halacha and Mil Davening, what do you do by Mashvurach? What do you do by these places? Zok the Chayodim, there's a tzad, you're allowed to go to the Swarm Shrank, open up a sefer, start looking at the Halacha, and then go back to where you're also supposed to be up to. Because that's a chelik of the tefillah. Either you go back to the beginning of that section, but al kaponim, the chayodim held, that's a chelik of the tefillah. Avdem zok the emek brocha, it stares in the oymek lefnei hamelech. If you interrupted yourself from the mode of being oymek lefnei hamelech, of course you have to start again from the beginning. The chayodim wants to go so weit, and he says, he brings a raya from the Gemara Leinan Daf Mem, that a person by a brocha can say gabel etura, because it's tzorech brocha. Zok the emek brocha, there's no shaychas to the din of hilchas brochas. By hilchas brochas, so gabel etura, it's tzorech brocha. That's not called the hepsik. So melet, you can continue and you can eat. Mashenkein by shmoneh esrei, there's a din of oymer lefnei hamelech. By oymer lefnei hamelech, if you stare the oymer lefnei hamelech, then avadi have to start again from the beginning. So the yisoyis like a machloikas, what is the difference between tor, when you're tor in Shemoneh Esrei, you take go back to that specific section. Mashenka, when you're mafsik in the mode of Oymer Lefnei HaMelech, then avada you start from the beginning. And the Chayodim holds that looking up a sefer, that's all chelik of the tefillah that doesn't take away from the Oymer Lefnei HaMelech. He said you go back to that section, you go back to where you're up to. And he wants to bring a raya from Hilchas Brochas. Avdem zok de emek brocha, Hilchas Brochas not a din of Oymer Lefnei HaMelech. So gavel etura doesn't stare. But it doesn't mean by Shemoneh Esrei you can have things that are letzerich that won't stare. There's a new chisor in by Shemoneh Esrei. You have to be Oymer Lefnei HaMelech. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of Daf Lamed Daled Amid Aleph. By the two dots, three lines on the bottom.